Hey everybody, welcome back to That Girl with me, Danielle Decker. I am so glad to be with you today. Man, it has been too long and I'm excited. I'm ready to record and ready to just hang out with you guys for a little bit. It's been way too long and I would love to give you a whole bunch of excuses, but as I have said so many times here on the podcast, I don't like excuses. You want to know why? Because everybody's got stuff going on. So I as much as I could sit here and tell you all the reasons why I haven't sat down and recorded, none of that matters because we are all living the summer life and we are all busy and I need to be better about sitting down and getting these recorded for you guys because as I always let you know, I just appreciate every single person that listens, shares, and I just always pray that anytime I sit down and press record that God will just use me to be a blessing to you. And so I hope that is what you find here today. But I think today is going to be short and sweet. I've been wanting to come on because I was so blessed to be able to do the Mother's Day message at my church. And it really just kind of flooded into what I want to talk about today. And Lord knows Mother's Day feels like an eternity ago already. We're coming up on Father's Day. But I think it's so important because so many things that I talked about on Mother's Day really just have to do with us living our lives no matter what. And as you guys know, I mean, I'm always talking about just the times that we're living in and what that means and the return of Jesus and things that are going on around us. And there's just so much, you guys. And it's incredible. It's exciting. Because remember, when we see all of these happening, all these things happening, we are reminded that Jesus said to that our joy should be full, that we should look up and rejoice because we know that our redemption is drawing near. And so, but I think that, you know, with that, you know, there's a lot that comes against us. And as Christians, we have a part to play. And Satan wants to make us feel like we have to be silent and we need to be quiet. And we need to just sit down and be the good, you know, little Christian that we should be. And really, it's the exact opposite, right? Like, I mean, now more than ever, a Christian, solid, truthful voice of reason and wisdom, rooted in the truth of God's word needs to be the loudest voice that is out there. And unfortunately in society right now, it's like taboo to talk about God. I mean, somehow it's become, you know, if you're coming against this this sick agenda that we see being pushed basically the whole month of June, but every other day and month, if you say anything about anything at any point, you know, you're just this like rotten, bigoted person who, you know, it's crazy. It's so backwards. So many things are so backwards. And I just want to come on here because I don't want to be on a rip. But what I do want to do is encourage you. Quickly give you the encouragement that we need, that like shot in the arm, that boost to say, you know what? As a Christian, you should be speaking truth, and we can do that in love. And I think it's important right now to decide where we draw the line. When I talked on Mother's Day, I called it drawing the battle lines, and I am going to read a couple scriptures that I used for Mother's Day because I think they're super important. But I want to go back to that because I need everyone and remind myself there is a battle. There's a war waging against you and your family right now. It's happening. You don't have a choice. It is happening. And that's not, I'm not saying that to like scare you or get you riled up or whatever. I'm saying that to you because I'm telling you the truth. And if in, you know, because I care about you. If I didn't care about you, I could just lie to you and say, you know, everything's fine and it's all hunky-dory. And you know what? Satan is going to leave you alone from now until the end of time. But that would be a lie and that would not be helpful to you. And my purpose for even coming on here and putting myself out there is in hopes to tell you the truth. So that way you can learn and grow in that truth. And we have to decide where we're going to draw the line. And we have to draw, we have to be the ones to draw the battle line, right? We have to be the one to say, this is the line that I refuse to cross. Because Satan and the people that he uses, unfortunately, they have no line, right? They have no limit. They have no morals. They have no standard. They will go farther, deeper, wider, more extreme than you can ever even imagine. Right? So you cannot go into a war without a game plan, without a battle plan. You can't. You can't go into a war without saying, okay, this is where I draw the line. I will not pass this point. I will not put up with this, right? And that's where we're at. You know, we have to make some decisions here when it comes to, you know, our kids, when it comes to our family, when it comes to our jobs, when it comes to things that we're listening to, what we're doing. I mean, every single area of our life, there has to be a point where you're going to have a line that you're going to say, this is as far as I'm going to go. This is where my limit is. This is my line. This is where I draw the line in the sand. There's only so much that I can take. And then that's where it's like, no, now we are crossing into territory that I will go to battle for. Right. And here's the problem is I think we've already gone past that line. I think we as a society, and honestly, if I can be so bold to say as a church, we have allowed way too much. We have allowed way too much. And because of that, we have so many Christians that are putting up with things that are blatantly evil, that blatantly go against the word of God, who he is, the truth of who he is. And it's because the standard has been skewed. The standard of who God is, what the truth of his word is, it's been skewed. And when that happens and the lines get blurred, we can't see the truth for what it is. And so it's important for us as Christians to, because there is no blurred lines. There is no gray with God. There is black and white. There is good and there is evil. And honestly, that's a good place for Christians to be. We don't ever have to try to figure it out and think to ourselves, I wonder what God would say about this. No, you don't have to wonder. You have to go to his word and find out. Go to him. Talk to God. Lord, reveal and unfold these things to me that you would show me, that I would have the wisdom, Lord, to discern everything that is going on around me, right? We don't ever have to worry about being in a gray area with God, because God is black and white. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. The gray area, that's where people get in trouble. And when we have the black and white and we have the good and the evil, it's either with God or against him. And while that might sound harsh, that is the reality. And right now there are people that are hurting. There are people that are searching for answers, that are searching for truth. And when we have it, we cannot jump into that gray area with them. And when it comes to the area of our kids, we have to be able to show them and describe to them and teach them the standard at which you live your life, at which Christians live their life, and what God has to say about things. We have to come to a point where we are so overwhelmed with the love of Jesus and the knowledge and the truth of what his word says that it just begins to spill out of us. Because we need what God has for us. When we go into this battle every single day, and listen, again, I know that every time I say that it sounds like kind of like dark or scary or something. That's not it. You guys, it's just the life that we live. It's living out our life. And God wants us blessed. He wants our joyful. He wants us happy. He wants our families to thrive. I mean, my goodness, we're his children. He wants nothing but the absolute best for us, but he's also warning us Because listen, Satan knows how real our God is. He knows how big our God is. And that's why he's attacked. That's why he attacks his kids so much, right? So Satan is not confused about who God is. I'm going to tell you that right now. Satan knows exactly how big our God is. And that's why he attacks you. And that's exactly why God says, get on my side, stick with me, because Satan is going to come after you. But if you stay with me, I'm going to be with you always. I have every answer. I have everything that you need, and it's found in my word, and it's found in spending time with me, right? And that means that we have to have a game plan. That means it, when we go into the war, we are already dressed for battle. We put on the full armor of God. And I have a whole podcast about putting on the full armor. It's from a long time ago. Actually, there's two episodes. Go back and find it. About putting on the full armor of God, that we would be able to withstand. That we would be able to withstand the wiles of the wicked one. Right? God has not left us to go into this world, to go into this battle, to fight all of this evil by ourselves. He has given us everything that we need, literally. But the problem is that we don't ever step into it because we don't want to take the time to spend with God. We don't want to take the time to read our Bible. We don't want to take the time to go to church. We don't want to do it. Ouch, that might hurt a little bit, but that's honestly, you guys, that's just the truth. It really is. And it's the truth for me. It's the truth for you. And unfortunately, if we are not careful about how we spend our time and what our kids see us doing and what our family see us doing and what everyone else sees us doing, if we are not careful, then we are not going to be able to pass on the things of God. And we are not going to be able to pass on the standard that God has set for us to anyone else because we ourselves are not following that standard. And when we don't follow the standard, that means we're falling into a dark place that God never meant for us. And when we go into that dark place, we are not living a happy life. We're not living a life full of joy. We're not living a life full of peace and contentment. That's not where we're at. And while we're like, well, if I constantly have to live where God wants me to be, then he's not, doesn't want me to have any fun. And that, you know, all these things, it's like, no, you don't understand. See, when we follow after God and when we live where he lives and where we stay with him, that is where our joy is made full. That is where our cup gets full. That is where we find peace and rest in a chaotic and psychotic, literally, world. Everyone right now is like, I need peace. They're searching for anything to make them feel full. And we have that. But we don't step into it. And I'm telling you right now, there's going to come a time today where the standard has to be set. Who are we? Who am I? Who am I for my family? Who am I for my church? Who am I for my husband, my kids, my you know, whoever, whatever. Who am I? What does God say? And what does he have for me? If you are a Christian and you have received Jesus, you have been made new. You are righteous, complete, accepted in the beloved. There is nothing that God won't do for you. But now you've entered into his family. And when we enter into his family, we enter into the family business. And that means that our job now is to help others see and know the truth of Jesus, that he loves them, that he's made a way for them, that he set them free, and that if they would receive him, they would be with him forever in eternity, right? And here's the thing. When the world is chaos like it is right now, God has a standard. And how many times do we set boundaries for our kids? We set a standard for our kids. Why do we do that? Because we know what's best for them. Because we want to keep them safe. And we know that inside the lines of boundaries, inside the lines of our love for them is happiness, is joy, right? Because we know if you stay right here, you're not going to get in trouble and you're not going to get hurt. And while you might feel like I'm constraining you, I'm actually protecting you. I'm actually loving you. That's what I'm doing. We know that as parents. So how much more do you think your Father in heaven would do that for us? And that is why he sets a boundary. And that's why God sets a standard. And that's why he expects us to have that same standard, to draw that same line in the sand and say, that will not be my family. I'm not going to fall into what the world says. I won't do it. I won't. And if that means that you're standing alone, then you keep standing. Because God, the God of all the universe, has your back because he loves you that much. And when you stand for the truth, and when you stand for what's right, and when you stand with a confidence and a peace, the peace that only he can give, there flows blessing for you, for your family, and others. See, they stood. They have a belief. They have a peace. Others can see that. So we have to find out, what is the standard of God? What does he expect from me? Again, this is within the bounds of his love for us, of his peace for us, of his prosperity for us, that we would be able to help other people. We need to be so full that it just spills out of us. That the fruit that we bear is for other people. Listen, I'm telling you right now, other people need who you are. Other people need to see you standing for what's right. Other people need to see your family setting the boundary and drawing the line in the sand and having a moral compass that says, this is wrong, this is right, this is what God says. This is evil. We won't participate. That's what we need. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you don't have to apologize for it. You don't have to feel bad about it. Actually, you should feel empowered to live your life for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, for the God who created the universe. You should feel empowered to be a mother or a father that stands for what's right. And when all else comes crumbling down around you, you are standing firm on the foundation of who God is and what he says and how much he loves you. Listen, there is so much right now. And that could be, I don't even know, for another podcast. I could probably do 100 for so many things. But I'm telling you, if you need a shot in the arm, if you need that boost that says, listen, you're doing a good job when you're teaching your kids the ways of God. You're doing a good job. Keep going. Keep going in the truth. And when no one else wants to stand with you, stand anyway. Because you stand with God. Stay with Jesus. He has a plan and a purpose for your life that's more than you can even begin to fathom. He has a plan and a purpose for your children's life. They are also here for such a time as this. And we are the ones that are blessed that we get to watch them and help them and nurture them to walk that out. But it's up to us to set the standard. It's up to us to spend time with God, to model what it means to live our life for Christ. We need to model what it means to stand for truth in a time where everything is deception and lies, because it's knocking at your door right now. You are not meant to go to battle alone, and you haven't, and you aren't. And we know that when we fight, we're fighting from a place of victory. We already have the victory. We just have to step into what God has for us. And he is the one that crowns you and surrounds you with protection and grace and mercy and peace. He does that. But we got to step into it. We got to take the word of God, root it into our life so much so that it cannot be denied in who we are and how we live our life. Amen. Amen. I want to read a couple scriptures here real quick because I got about a minute. And I kept going without reading these scriptures. But I just want to read a couple super fast for you guys, because I think it's important to share the scripture to back what we're talking about here. But of course, we have, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And that training is talking about demonstration. That's in Proverbs 22:6. We have to demonstrate to our family, to our children, what it means to be a Christian, what it means to set the standard. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." I can't even tell you how much I love that scriptures, those scriptures, because Jesus is every part of our life. He's not one section. He's not a little section over here, this part of my life, and then there's everything else. No, he is our life. And when we begin to live our life in the standard of what God has set for us, we are demonstrating and showing our children, our family, and everyone around us that we have chosen to live a life that is obedient to the truth of who God is and what his word says. And this is a good thing. We're talking about our eternity here. We are living in a flash. Our life is but a snippet of time. And when we think of our life on the basis of eternity, what is more important? That we do what pleases the world or what pleases God? We have to make that decision. And once we make that decision, we honor and we keep it and we stay close to him. There's nothing he won't do for you. Nothing. And he is giving us everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness. He's done that for us. And the last scripture I want to read here real quick is James 1 verses 5 through 8. And it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." Listen, we can trust God. And as we are walking territory that is new and unfounded, and it's not like any other time in history, as we walk that out, his word literally is telling us that we can ask God for wisdom, and he gives us more than enough. We cannot say, "I don't know what to do," because God will tell us what to do. He shows us, he gives us discernment for what he says is right and wrong, good and evil. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He loves you. He loves your children. He loves your family. And he especially loves the plan and the purpose that he has laid out before you, that you would be able to walk it out until the day that he comes, and he is coming soon. And I know that I want to be about my Father's business, and I know you do too. If you're listening to this, I know you want to be about your Father's business. So it's important to set our standard, draw our line in the sand, and say, "This is how I'm going to live. And it doesn't matter what the world says. I will always stay on the side of God because I know what he's done for me and I know what he will continue to do. And I trust him and I trust his promises." Amen. You guys, thanks for hanging out with me for a little bit today. I hope that you feel encouraged right? I hope that you know just how much God loves you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to meet with you right where you're at. His heart for you is so great and so big. His compassion and his mercy and his grace, they follow after you with an intense love because he just wants to be close to you. He wants to lead you and guide you in all your ways so that way you would never stumble nor falter. That's the God of the universe, and that's the God that loves you. I hope that you guys have an awesome week. Please share this message with someone else that might need the same encouragement. You guys enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see you here next week at That Girl.